Hello. All right. What's going on, guys? Today we're talking about what is house flipping. In addition to that, I have an email question that came in from one of my students today, and we're going to dive into that. It's an email. It's a whole email. We're going to dive into that and dissect it to help someone move forward as you learn along the way. But above all, we're going to be making live calls. Okay, so we're going to be cold calling live cold calling as usual. This is the sixth of the series, and I like doing this because I'm essentially, it's my personal productivity as well too, and I'm able to see, feel on the pulse of the market and see what's going on, and so I'm moving along. With that being said, today was quite a bit of a rough day. Okay, I went to pick up my little boy from school to take him to ENT doctor appointment, and on my way, car started acting up. It's an X5 BMW. The steering wheel stiff, the steering wheel stiff. Then there's all kind of signals in the dashboard that came up, talking about I think it says something about charging battery malfunctioning, something like that. Charging battery malfunctioning. And that became a bunch of trouble. Stopped by the BMW. I spent 2, 3 hours. I was pissed off. If you follow me on Instagram, on Snapchat, you would have seen me posting stories about them making me sit down deliberately so they can sell me mustard. But anyway, I ended up in an Uber, and I've left the car out there for them to figure that out. We'll sort that out later so I can get back here to, because they're gonna end up taking money from me. So I might as well just go ahead and work on making some money here, right? So with that being said, as I was out there, I received a call from a gentleman, and we wanted to sell his house, and it was a voicemail that I left. So the first call I want to make today before I dive into what is house flipping and before I dive into the gentleman question, the first call I'm going to make would be a return call. I make most of my return calls outside of this live cold calling sessions, but I want to do one of them in front of you right now, so you can see how the conversation goes down, and then we'll take it from there. So part of me, as I dial this person, and then if they're open, I'm gonna ask a couple of questions. I don't know how open it was, how open it is. We'll sort that out as we go there. A couple of information that I typically need when I'm calling. This happened to be a pre-foreclosure. Okay, happened to be a pre-foreclosure. But let's see how it goes, right? So I'm gonna call the number right now. See. I'm not using a dialer because this is a one-off return call before we get into using our dialer.
Please record your message.
Uh-oh.
When you finish recording, you
They
may
hit the
hang up or
voicemail.
press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, Paul. This is Ola. We you called me in the afternoon when I was out, and I promised to call you back. But yeah, feel free to call me back. Phone number is 732-309-3834. Call me back if I don't pick up. Leave me a message. I'm still on tonight till probably around 8 p.m., 9 p.m. We can talk and see what we can do in possibly purchasing your home in Scotch Plains. I look forward to it. Talk soon. Bye. All right, so it didn't pick up. So that would be a unique voicemail, unlike the generic voicemail that I leave with the dialer. Okay, so let me note the number just in case he calls back. I wouldn't mind. I will switch over to him. As you know, I don't like to switch over when I'm in the middle of a session when somebody is calling in. But today, if he's the one calling, I'm noting his number right now. If he's the one that's calling in, I would definitely switch over. So with that being said, let's go on and And I know that our pre-foreclosure leads have been updated today with some brand new leads. Not that many, but let's see what we need to do here. So I'm going to dial in. Once we start dialing, let's see here. You know the funny thing? Interesting. Let's see other. Okay, it doesn't look like our dialing system is on. Let me figure something out real quick, okay? I'm gonna turn it on real quick. You guys gonna be here with me as I do this, because then we're gonna stick it from there. Right, pardon me, guys. Pardon me. So sorry about this. I got to call into Red X to get them to turn on my dialer. Something went off. Okay.
Thank you, Red X, the industry's premier prospecting products and services. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. If you're interested in purchasing Red X services, please press 1. For existing customers, including product support and training, please press 2. For billing questions, please press 3. If you have
stick with me, guys. Now we got a hole. Oh man. All right. So while we hold on to that, let's.
Thank you for calling the Red X. This is Ian. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi. My dialer is not on, and I wanted to see if you guys can help me to get it back on, whatever I need to do. I think it may be,
yeah.
I'm not sure. But yeah, can you help me with that? All right, we're getting the dialer back on.
Okay, we're good to go, and it is on there for you.
So I need to refresh or something?
Yeah, go ahead and log out, log back in, and then
okay.
You should see the dial button at, there at the top.
All right, I appreciate that. Quick question. I've been sending email regarding our affiliate account. Can you help with that, or
regarding
I need
what now?
Affiliate account, an affiliate partnership account? There was an Anna that really responded to me today. Should I just wait on her?
Hannah, you said, or Anna?
Anna.
She should be getting back to you.
Okay.
If you like, I can get you over to our support team, and we can see if they can help you out.
No, I got to get on the call right now. I got to get on the dialer. Thank you so much for your time. All right. Thank you.
Cool. Bye. You bet. Sounds good.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, we got the dialer back on. Sorry about that, guys. I just figured it would be really cool for you to hear me doing that. Actually, it came right back on. I didn't have to dial. It came right back and automatically refreshed by itself. They're all about their money, huh? All right, so we're starting the dialer. You did not complete your previous storm campaign. Would you like to resume it? Yes. I always like to resume for where I stopped. This is me calling brand new people that I've never called before. All right, so as it says right now, there's 2,338 leads to call, and there's 5,359 numbers to dial. So I'm going to go ahead and click go on that. And I'm going to click start, and the phone will ring. And then the way this goes, guys, is in between, we get interrupted with calls, just so you know.
Welcome to Storm. Press 1 to continue.
Okay. The first number is dialing right now, so speak. Okay. So the way it goes is we get interrupted with either somebody picking up the phone or when there's a voicemail that we need to leave, okay? Now, I use that moment with voicemails to take a sip of water because I'm talking for like 90 minutes, okay? So pardon me right here. I have to move along. So what is house flipping? We're going to talk about that. Also I'm going to answer a question. So the reason why, you know, this kind of topic, what is house flipping, maybe you're here and you've been here already before. Just give me a few minutes to answer that question. Okay. Let's say hello. All right, I like to keep it mute just in case people come on board. Okay. Now, what I didn't do is that I normally like to review how many calls we've made, where we are, throughout the session before I start, but I already started, so I just give you that data, the scores, how many calls we made, how many leads we called. I'll give you all that data at the end of it. I like to share that because I want you to have a good idea of the also and the grind, and I always talk it down anyway, okay? Yes, it's a lot of work, but it's absolutely worth it. Plus, I'm going to make it seem I'm going to make it look very easy for you because it's actually easy. The part of it that's not easy is really mental, okay? The part where, hey, you know you may have to make a couple of hours, of course, before you find a deal. A couple of hours, maybe 10 hours, maybe 9 hours, maybe 8 hours, maybe 2 hours, maybe your first hour. It depends, okay? One of the conversations that I had with a partner was that the only ultimatum, if you haven't made your first deal, in whatever strategy you've chosen, the only ultimatum you give yourself is actually closing the first deal, okay? It's not how many hours you call. What some people do is that say, hey, I want to do cold calling, right? And then they say, hey, if I call 3 hours, if I haven't found my first deal, then they'll quit on themselves. So the ultimatum was 3 hours. Or some people say, hey, I want to do direct mailing. And if I do 3 mailings and I haven't had my first deal, then I will quit on myself. A lot of times they don't say the way I just said it, but that's exactly the action that they take. They just fade away and life happens and then they forget about the business. And, you know, it's not like somebody decided I'm going to quit. They just quit. Okay. It's much more of your actions than you actually speaking. Nobody really admits. Most people don't admit to quitting on themselves. But that's the reality. A lot of people do. I've done that in the past myself, and to be honest with you, it's not the coolest thing ever to do. Okay. So with that being said, okay, what is house flipping? Okay. If you're asking that question, chances are you already have an idea of what it is, right? But it's essentially you picking up a house at a lower cost and then selling it to somebody else. In as little time as possible. It's as little time as possible because time is the most expensive commodity or resources that you have. So the faster you can flip a house, that means sell it to somebody else, the better. The more profit you made, okay? Because time by itself actually has a dollar amount on it, which is typically infinity, because once you lose time, you cannot replenish time. You can replenish money if you lose money, but replenishing time is literally impossible. So it's actually ridiculous to attach a dollar amount to time. It's like the worst thing you can ever do, but sometimes that's the stepping stone. If you're not doing anything with your life right now that's meaningful, then obviously there's a dollar amount of your time. It could be $20 an hour. If somebody pay you $20 an hour at your job or $40 an hour, then your time is worth $40. That's what that is, okay? And we all have to go through that kind of stepping stone until eventually your time is worth $200 per hour, $2,000 per hour, $2 million per hour. Yeah, but most people would never see that, okay? But if you could make $100 an hour, you're better off than most human beings, If you can do $500 an hour, even way better. But you're in the top 1-3% of the world, right? That's really what we're looking to do when we chase after residual and passive income. Or when we chase after a profession where you get paid for results and not for the time you spend trying to achieve the results. Bottom line is that if you get paid for results, then you can duplicate that result without needing to duplicate your time, your personal time involved, okay? So when you flip a house, you buy a house, and the goal is to buy that house as low as possible, and then you sell it as fast as possible. As
you want it to an automatic voice message system, 908-242-7123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so we just left the first voicemail of the day. All right, so let's keep going. Let's see. All right, cool. So sometimes buying a house and selling it could be 3 months. So if you have to put some work in it, some people call that fix and flip. Okay, that means you know, the house needs some carpeting. The house needs a whole roof. It could need any amount of work. Okay, the amount of work it needs could go from zero to $100,000 to $150,000, depending on how much work the house needs. The less the amount of work it needs, the better, because that means you get to flip it, you know, as fast as possible. But sometimes more work means more profit. Okay, sometimes more work means you get a really good deal when you are doing the acquisition of the property. That means when you're buying the property. Okay, but essentially, house flipping means you buy a house at a lower cost, okay, and then you sell it at a higher cost. So buying it at a lower cost and selling it at a higher cost is, let me think of it. It's as simple as that sounds, okay? However, there's step by step. It depends on what type of house. It depends on how much repairs you need. If you want to get into the details of how much you should be paying for such houses, I would suggest that you go to the last video that I did in this series. You'll see it on my channel. It say season 1, S1, E5. Okay, S1, E5. You could simply, you can probably search on YouTube for Ola S1, E5. It's about to pop up right now, okay? Until I relabel them. I may end up relabel those titles later on, okay? All right, so now we buy these houses low so we can sell high. Now the question is, at how much? Right, you sell high at market value. So if you're selling high at market value, that means you have the first goal is to buy way lower than market value. So the number we use in the real estate investment world, okay, number I personally use when I'm making an offer on a house is 65% of the after repair value. So if a house stands and it needs no repair, what is it worth in the market right now today? I try to pay 65% of that. Okay. Now, if the house needs repair, I have to subtract the repair estimate from that 65% of the ARV, after repair value. Okay. So, if a house, for example, if a house is $100,000, okay. By the way, the live call is going as we're speaking, just so you know. All right. But I don't show the screen because I always like to protect the
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
See, speaking of voicemail, I always like to protect the privacy of the homeowners who are in pre-foreclosures. What I'm calling now is pre-foreclosures. I am probably starting tomorrow. I'm going to head on some for sale by owners to test and see what happens. Okay, for sale by owners lists are typically lower than and they are literally looking to sell. Pre-foreclosures, I have to kind of like, in a mild way, sell them on selling. But they're motivated, okay? That means they are late at least 3 months on their mortgage payment. So that may be a good reason for them to sell, okay? So, let's see here. All right, so house flipping, right? 65% of the after repair value is my offer minus the repair estimate. So if I found a house, right, and the house was, for example, let's say the house, if it doesn't need any repair, is worth $100,000 on the market today. Somebody says, hey, I want to sell it. They're in pre-foreclosure, they're going through divorce, they need cash, they moved. Those are the reasons why people may want to sell less than what it's worth. Because I see those questions pop up all the time. That's one of the most commonly asked questions. I get that question all the time. Why would somebody want to sell you their house at 65% of its value? Well, here are some of the reasons, okay? They are facing foreclosure, meaning they're late on payment, okay? They need to... Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, I'm trying to speak to the owner of 714 Springfield Avenue.
Police department.
Oh, so I must have called. Is 714 the address for the police department?
No, we're on Park Avenue.
Oh, you're on Park Avenue. Okay, okay. It must have been the listed your number as a homeowner's number somewhere. Sorry about that. Thank you.
That's all right.
Bye-bye. All right. So, you know, sometimes that happens. And what you just saw happen is I ended up calling the police department. It's not a big deal, okay? As you notice, right? I just have to mark a disposition of wrong number and trash on that. And then I'll resume this session again, okay? That's going to happen. So think about it, okay? I'm calling thousands and thousands of numbers, okay, to find one deal that I can make $20,000, $25,000 from. I'm still going there, okay? So we're talking about what is house flipping. And I'm making this call as we're going along right now, right? I'm not making the call. The system is calling. So when somebody comes on or a voicemail comes on, you see me get interrupted, right? Just FYI, since we've been talking here, 12 leads has been called. 12 leads have been called. 18 calls have been made.
Please leave your message for 9.
That's a voicemail we're about to leave.
9777405.
We just left a voicemail, making it the third voicemail in 12 minutes, okay? And I didn't have to record. It's pre-recorded voicemail, simply offering that I want to buy the house, right? This voicemail serve as marketing as well. So, for example, the gentleman I was trying to call back earlier was pretty much picked up from my voicemail that I've left a ton of them, which I'll show you the number at the end of this session. So the goal here is we leave a ton of voicemails. We're making calls as we go. If you catch
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
There you go.
The mailbox belonging to 732381.
The mailbox is not set up, so we're gonna mark that as no answer and resume the session. All right, so three voicemails have been made. For every, the way this works is it's a dialer system, okay, and I'm actually trying to secure an affiliate link so you can support my business as we go along here. Every time a call is made, I get one point. Okay. The reason why are they giving me a point? Because you can hire people to make these calls for you and you can create a competition. And the more calls they make, obviously the closer you get to your next deal, right? So, and I'm still explaining how a house flipping deal works, right? Every time a contact is made, meaning I actually speak to a person, I get 2 points, okay? The caller gets 2 points. Every time I set an appointment, meaning I actually set an appointment that I'm going to go out to a house, right? So at the end of my script here, I say, when is a good time? That if everything, I have like 7 different things that I'm looking for when I'm making this call. If everything goes well, right?
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Donette, please? Donette Green?
You said the wrong number. Is it
George? Oh, Georgia. All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye. So that was the wrong number again. We're going to trash that number so we'll never have to call it again. And we'll resume the session again, okay? So there are 4 things that I typically look for when I'm calling. I want to know if they want to sell or keep. I want to know what the house is worth in their opinion. I want to know if there's any repairs that's needed.
Hi, this is Holly. Can't take your call right now, so leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Bye. It's another voicemail.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So I want to know if there's a liability on the house, meaning if they owe a mortgage or tax default, anything like that. I want to know those things. I want to know the specifications of the house. Like, after I have the information for it, then the fifth information I need is bed, bathroom number, square footage. I need to know those answers. Number six, I need to know why. Like, how soon do they need to sell? Like, how much they would accept, right? And the seventh, I want to know when I can come see the property. So these questions are based on in direct order of, you know, the information that will keep me on the phone, okay? Let's see here. All right. So does that make sense? So let's go back to house flipping for a second here. So we've left four voicemails. So those points are made based on what kind of disposition, okay, or how far we go in the conversation. Every call made is 1 point. Every contact is 2 points. When I set an appointment, it's 5 points. When I leave a voicemail, it's a 1 point. When I set a callback appointment, that means they said call me back at this point in time, I get another 1 point. For every 30 minutes in the session, I get a 10 point. And you can use this point to get the people that work for you competing, and you just create the motivation to keep working, and then you can create some more money in your team, okay? So that's why the dollar is really a cool thing. It's called the Storm Dollar from the RedX.com, okay? If you want to wait until I get my affiliate link, you know, you can support my business by signing up for yours over there. It costs $100 per month, and I'm using it myself, and this is how I'm able to call thousands upon thousands of people where I find my deals, okay? So with that being said, I'm house flipping, right? So house flipping, how does calling and cold dialing relate to house flipping? These people that are giving me their house at 65% need a motivation for them to sell me a house at 65% discount, minus the repair cost. They need a motivation. By the way, another motivation is the house could need a lot of repair, and they don't want to deal with that. They just want to get rid of the house. Sometimes they inherit a house that they don't want, right? That's another motivation. That if the house is going to a probate or something like that. And then these houses are listed on a public record at your county, at your local county. And you
hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I'm trying to speak to Jesse Patterson.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, sorry about that. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right, so I'm going to have to redial. I came on too late on that one. Redial right now. All right, so let's see.
Hello?
Yes, sorry about that. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to speak to Mr. Patterson. All right. Hello? All right. Hello? All right. So I'm going to mark that as no answer so we can keep going. Resume. All right. So for some reason, they couldn't hear me. Okay. All right. So let's keep going here. So as I was saying, let's see. We're talking about house flipping, right? You buy a house low cost. You sell it high. For somebody to sell you a house at 65% of what it's worth, the question that a lot of people ask is that, oh, you're taking advantage of people. No, you're not. Sometimes people really need cash and they need to get rid of a house, because if they list it on the market, it will take 60, if it's priced properly, it will take 60 to 100 days before it actually sells. And sometimes the cost of that time is the cost of the discount that they're giving, okay? Sometimes people just need to pawn their possession, okay? That's just life, okay? And either you are there as a business owner or not, they're going to pawn it anyway, okay? Sometimes they leave these houses vacant and they're not productive. They're called non-performing assets. Sometimes they are late on payments, okay? Meaning 3 months, which is the one that I focus on, pre-foreclosure, they're 3 months late or more. That's pre-foreclosures. They're going to end up losing their house back to the bank or to the government or something if you don't go in there and offer a deal that they can accept, okay? If they're willing to accept, then it's absolutely ethical thing to do, okay? You're not going there to steal their house. You're not going there to, you're going there to be of service.
You have reached the voicemail box.
All right, the session ended at 20 minutes, as usual. So we're going to have to dial in. For some reason, the system ended at 20 minutes. It's a very weird thing. So I want to dial in right away. Or dial in right back right away. If you've been following me, you know that the dialer, the first 20 minutes, just for some reason, is some error somewhere. I meant to say it on the phone earlier, but I forgot. So we're going to resume. So those are the motivations. There are a zillion motivations why somebody wants to sell their house at a lower than what it's actually worth if they put it on the market. Okay. Some of them, they inherit a house from their parents that they don't want. These houses are vacant. They live in out of state. You know. All right. We'll continue that call again. All right. They're living out of state, and these houses are just laying down there vacant. Some people are tired landlords. They don't want to deal with the house anymore. They're tired landlords for even sometimes multiple reasons. Maybe tenants haven't paid in a while, and now they're late on their mortgage payment. Do you think that person is willing to get rid of that house as fast as possible at hopefully $0? Because the house has become a liability. For people like us, we know what to do with such houses. We make a profit. We turn that house back around. The city wants us to be in the business. Even real estate agents want us to be in the business because we end up listing some of these houses with agents, right? When we take it over, sometimes we put some work into it, get the house back up to shape, and we flip it into the market. So in between picking up the house and selling it, it could be two different type of investors. Some of them are real estate wholesalers, and some of them are rehabbers. Sometimes it's the same person, okay? The one that I focus on personally is... is wholesaling, in which case I don't have to put in any work. I just look for really good deals and I charge a little fee, about 10% of whatever the after repair value is, and then I flip it to an end buyer who is actually going to put in the work. That means fix up the house and then put it back on the market. Okay? All of that is all within the house flipping business. Okay? The fancy word for house flipping business is real estate investing, okay? It's real estate investing. If you're just picking up the deals, you're finding the deals and you're giving it over for a fee to fixers, to fixer-uppers, then you're just a wholesaler, okay? You're a real estate wholesaler, which is part of what I focus on. So I don't do lots of rehabs. In my whole career, I've done two, okay? I enjoy the part of the one where I just find the deals, like what I'm doing right now, which is we're calling... foreclosures. I enjoy that part more because it's lead generation. I do it using internet marketing as well as cold calling these people. You know, for a long time, I shied away from cold calling as I'm doing right now. But in recent times, I'm like, why not? Why not reach out to those people and see if they're open to selling this property right now? Especially if I could be talking to you, if I could be doing other things, right? And the dialer is just dialing in the background. And when somebody comes on the phone, I just talk to them. Like, why not, right? That's why. And also, it's the cheapest form of marketing, okay? Because you have a flat fee and you can call as many numbers as you want. Pretty much over the course of a month. I mean, for $99. If you're doing another way that traditionally, the way I did it in the beginning, when I first started back in 2005, the way I did it was I sent mailings. I sent letters, okay? I sent letters to these addresses that are in pre-foreclosure. And when people call me, I qualify them with the 7 questions that I have here. And then I just go visit them. Okay? I go visit them if it's a pass. If the house is pre-qualified and I like it, I go visit them at first. Eventually, I stopped visiting them because this was, especially if there's a short sale candidate, I just fax over the document, get them to sign the document. They fax it back over to me and I start working on the short sales. And a part of a short sale process, short sale is essentially when the bank, when they're owing too much to the bank and the house is worth. So I have to, with their permission, I have to negotiate with their bank, and the bank will give me a deal, and they are literally accepted to walk away with nothing, okay? And then the bank will give me a deal that makes sense, and then I can wholesale it, I can fix and flip it, I can partner with other people to do the deals, right? There's all kind of exit strategies that we'll cover on the inside here, okay? So a lot of this stuff, and my commentary on this stuff, you can see in my book. You can download the book absolutely for free at myempirepro.com, as you can see on the screen, myempirepro.com. Just go ahead and download the book. You learn about internet marketing. You learn about marketing. You learn about exposure is everything. So even as I'm talking to you right now, we are creating exposure, okay? We're creating exposure for our business.
You have reached the voicemail box of 8566253593. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
So the exposure is basically we buy houses. Okay, we buy houses. That's it. That's the message right there. Okay, we buy houses all day long. We buy houses. That's the message. Nothing else. So, I mean, if somebody said they have a house to sell, they want quick cash. We buy houses. All cash offer within the next few minutes when they call us. That's the marketing message right there. And our job is to spread that marketing message as far as possible. If you can just keep it that simple. A lot of people come, you know, there was a recent interview on a morning radio show in New York City called The Breakfast Club. There was a recent interview where a bunch of people, somebody was talking about real estate wholesaling, and a bunch of people came there and just essentially just start giving excuses why it won't work, why it doesn't work, why it's too much work. And I just laughed. You know, I responded to a lot of people on that channel because, frankly, it's part of my activities here. And a lot of people will come up with all the excuses. Number one, because they are quicker to give excuses than to give reasons why they must win. But also, number two, because people complicate the business for themselves. Your job as a real estate wholesaler is very simple. It's to spread the message we buy houses. That's it. Hi, I was trying to speak to someone by the name of Jeffrey Dumber.
Are you calling regarding a background check?
No, I'm calling regarding the personal matter, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling regarding a personal matter.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
Sorry about that. I'm calling regarding a personal matter.
Okay. Can you spell the last name for me, please?
Where am I calling? Is this a business place? I probably called the wrong number. Yeah, I need to be calling this person's personal number. Sorry about that. Thank you.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the wrong number. I'm going to trash that number. Wants to start getting into too much searching stuff, just keep on going, okay? Would you like to continue and we'll resume the call? All right, so people give all these excuses, but your job as a real estate wholesaler, as a real estate fix and flipper, right? As a real estate investor, if you're the one doing your own marketing, right? Your job is to spread the message as far and wide as possible. That message is, we buy houses, cash. Now, you may say, but I don't have the cash. Good question. Just in case you're here for the first time, by the way, I do this all the time. Make sure you subscribe to the channel before you leave. But I do this every day, okay? The solution to that is you need to have a network of people who have cash, okay? And that's very, very simple. The simplest way to do that is to join a local real estate investment association. A great place to go find one in your local area is to go to meetup.com. Meetup, meetup.com. And that will automatically pull up your location where you are. And you can search for real estate investment association. You join that group, you'll find a lot of resources. The first course that I bought, which was $3,000, that taught me all this stuff, was $3,000 back in 2005, right? And that course, there was only one tip that I got out of that course. There was only one tip. Can you peep that? The tip is very simple. Join a local real estate Investment Association. That was the tip. Hi, can I speak to Shamika, please? My name is Ola. I'm a private person. I'm calling about the property at 131 Pine Street.
No, thank you.
What? Let me dial in.
Please leave your message for...
All right, so I'm going to drop the voice now.
Shamika.
I'm glad she didn't pick up this time around. All right, so we're going to drop that voicemail. We'll keep on moving. All right. So, yeah. So, amongst thousands of calls that I'm going to call, a lot of them are going to be no pickup, okay? Majority of them are going to be no pickup, no thank yous, right? And really, all you're looking for is a yes that will turn to $25,000. That's a good bargain, right? It's a great bargain. So, you never, like, if she called back and she said no thank you right now again, and she wasn't willing to listen, I was willing to let go, okay? And also, I have a practice of, you know, if it's too negative, if it's too negative for me, which depends on what day and when, we keep it moving, okay? We keep it moving, very simply. All right, since I restarted the system again, we've called 6 leads, we've called 14 calls, 14 numbers. We've left 2 voicemails, okay? So, we'll keep moving, all right? So, house flipping, we're still talking about flipping houses, right? So, you buy a house at 65% minus repair cost, okay? Why? Because they're motivated, they don't want the house. They don't want the house. You know that the house is worth a lot more. They may even know it's worth a lot more, they're just not willing to deal with it.
I'm unable to take your call. Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message, and I'll contact you as soon as possible.
They're just not willing to deal with it. And you will find people like that all day long. And if you can find people like that all day long, you make money. Does that make sense? You find that, once you find it, you find people that have the cash in your local real estate investment association. Like I was saying, there's a ton of them out there, okay? All you have to do, if you don't know how to nail them when you get there, just partner with people until you get your feet wet. If you partner with people and you're splitting a $25,000 profit with a person, which is what I did on my first, second, third, fourth deal after the very first one, which I did myself. You know, long story. I'll tell that story later. But you split $25,000 with a person, that's still $12,000 payday, okay? Just for calling 10,000 numbers that you really didn't call. It's this system that's calling them, okay? You didn't really make the call. Just the system calling them. When people pick up the phone, you try to talk to them. If they're open to conversation, you talk. If they're not, you keep it moving. But the way you get lucky, okay, some people say it's luck, you got lucky. Well, yeah, you could get lucky, but you got to position yourself in front of making some cold calls first. There's a couple of steps you need to take before you get lucky. You need to be in the game, okay? You want to win the game, you got to be in the game, okay? Very simple. So that's house flipping. Unfortunately, I cannot cover everything about house flipping here. You want to learn more? Just go on and download my book and go all the way through inside, okay? The book is absolutely free, but go all the way inside and you will find all the information you need to learn about flipping homes, flipping houses, or if you want to call it house flipping, whatever you want to call it. It's an absolutely legal business, okay? However, just like any business, there are people out there that does it.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 4-4-4-1-5-1-2.
There are people out there that does it and does shady stuff in the business, but that's just like in any other business, okay? So that's not yours to worry about. You just worry about not cheating, not stealing, and not lying. And then make sure, I always make sure there's an attorney that closes my deals. Attorney will protect my interest. Attorney will obviously put their own integrity on the line to make sure everything is clean. And that's what I do here in local New Jersey. And depending on your state, things may be a little bit different. Just find out to your state. But those 3 rules, no cheating, no stealing, no lying, will cover you. That's the most ethical thing I can tell you to make sure you stay in the game. But house flipping is legal, just like that. Everything else being equal, okay? All right, so that's house flipping. Now, I have this question that came in from one of my students, Jose, and I want to cover the dialing. I want to cover this question to help him out, to answer some of his questions and some of the fears of the business, all right? And it's quite a long email, but I've split it into the slides, and we're going to digest it slowly as the dialer is continuing to dial through the system, okay? Right now, we're 20 calls in already, 24.4 voicemails, okay? A little slow today, but that's okay. It's ups and down days just like in any other business. But the beauty is that you get to learn as we're going along here, okay? All right, so the first slide here this is the email, okay? I just broke them down into pieces so we can cover them. So he goes, I have some concerns I have that I just need an opinion on. In fact, this is something I can figure out on my own actually, but wanted to ask you anyway. See,
you have reached 908-925-4743 at the beep. Please leave a message.
All right. So I like the fact that he's already, you know, that he's already acknowledging that it's an opinion, because there's going to be all the gurus that you follow out there. 95% of what they're saying out of their mouth is opinion. When somebody tells you that 3 to 5% open rate is their letters that they send direct mail to pre-foreclosures, it's an opinion. None of them. None of them is counting. Okay, let me just say this to be safe. Majority of them are not counting. They're not tracking, much less knowing exactly what their open rates are. Okay, that's why when people give you open rate, you can use it as a weapon to quit on yourself prematurely. The only ultimatum you should have in this business, if you haven't closed your first deal, the only ultimatum should be when you close your first deal. That strategy, either cold calling or direct mailing that you're choosing, or internet marketing. Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm trying to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Brackett.
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Brackett.
You got the wrong number.
All right, thank you. Wrong number. All right. So most of them are giving opinions. So I want to offer my opinion here with all due respect. My opinion definitely has the leverage of how many years? 2005? Well, 30 years. So you can feel free to value my opinion. But that's why I try not to throw numbers around too much. You see, the only ultimatum I gave you here is considering this graph, okay? You're going to work hard in the beginning, but it should take a while before things take off. That green line is the money line. Not the blue line, not the red line. A green line is the money line. That means for a while, things may look flat, but you got to stick through it, okay? The ultimatum is when you close your first deal. I don't know when that is. You may be lucky. It may be first month. You may be lucky. It may be second, third month. But if you definitely stick it all the way through, knowing that this may take 6 months to 1 year before you click something, then it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it, okay? And the more consistent you are, the luckier you will get, and the faster you get lucky, okay? Just so you know that, okay? So, yes, I like the fact that he's already knowing that I'm just going to be giving my opinion. It's a professional opinion, nonetheless, still an opinion, okay? An experienced and professional opinion, nonetheless, an opinion. A valuable opinion, but nonetheless an opinion, okay? All right, so he goes here, I'm interested in real estate wholesaling. Okay, and I've been so for some time now. Fear is a bitch and has grasped me from continuing further. See, I just said it. There's multiple reasons why people everybody's subjected to fear, by the way. Okay, we all have the fear. Just some of us are very quick to call it a bitch and we'll continue to work anyway. Okay, I get fear every day. I've been at this for 13 years, but there's always something at some level that brings in fear, okay? And I'm going to tell my full story one day to you, but I'm going to reserve that. Just understand that fear, it's always going to be there.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, how are you? I'm trying to speak to Deborah.
This is she.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling about your property at Maggie Avenue, Union Avenue, Union. Okay, are you considering selling that property?
Are you what?
Would you consider selling that property?
No, sir. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? All right. So she's definitely not interested. When somebody is like that, they're not motivated. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. All right. So not interested. The market is not interested. And we continue. Okay. So as you can see, that was a real number. That was a real person. We've called a few numbers, wrong numbers. It's a mix of everything. Okay. Anyway, let's continue my friend's question here. So fear is a bitch and has grasped me for continuing further. You're not alone. If fear has grasped you too, you're not alone. It's normal. It's absolutely normal. You just want to say, hey, because, hey, fear, you're a bitch. I'm going to work today. Regardless, okay? I'm going to work today. My ultimatum is when I close my first deal. That means I will never quit unless I close my first deal. And you know what happens when you close your first deal? You're spoiled. You're spoiled for life.
9-5 Please leave a message.
When you close your first deal, you're spoiled for life. You cannot recoup from that. That means you will never quit on yourself again. You know, like your brain, your neurons, everything in your brain, all the thousands of billions of trillions of neurons in your brain knows this work, and you just have an extremely low chance of ever quitting on yourself again. So the first ultimatum you set for yourself is not your marketing budget. It's not how much time you've been calling already that no results. It's when you close your first deal, okay? Some people may say, hey, but then how do you know when you're doing things wrong? Trust me, ignorance and bleeds, okay? It's the first thing you want to have in this business and in life in general, okay? When you keep doing, trust me.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to, can I speak to Jorge? Hello?
Jorge?
Yeah, Jorge, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling. You own the property on Main Street in Linden?
No.
You own the
property? I used to live there.
Oh, you used to live there. You don't live there anymore. Did you? By any chance, would you have the phone number for the landlord?
No. Why?
You said why? I'm interested in purchasing the property. That's why I'm looking for the person.
Oh, yeah. I think it already was sold. I used to live there maybe like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, like 2-3 years ago. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah. See, that's another real number, but it was a wrong number. Okay. But somehow the system scrapes every number it can find related to the address. Okay. Let's see here. You sure you want to do this number? Yes. Delete that number. We'll continue. Another real number, right? So, but I need to get it done. Yes, you need to get it done. And that's the solution right there. Just give yourself ultimatum that when I close my first deal is the ultimatum. At the end of my first deal, I can choose if I want to quit or not. I'm guessing you probably don't want to quit after you closing your first deal, making $5, $10, $25,000. My highest I've ever made is $82,000.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
All right. So he goes, I know of the concept of it. I guess he's talking about real estate wholesaling. And time for me can be a factor due to my strange hours I work with my job. Well, that's not a factor. You can choose that is a factor. You can choose that it's not a factor. Okay.
You have reached the voicemail box of 201-923-2657.
All right, so time is not a factor. Here's what I want to tell you when it comes to time being a factor. It's really based on perspectives, okay? Nobody has time, okay? All of us have limited time, which is 24 hours a day. But we all can create time for things we care about, for things we value, okay? That's why your belief system must be top-notch, okay? You need to read some books, Think and Grow Rich, okay? Millionaire Mind, The Secret of a Millionaire Mind, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, okay? Read some books to make sure you put your belief system all the way at the top notch. Your belief system needs to be top notch. If not, you will quit on yourself anyway. And then you will make statements such as, somebody's calling back. Then you make statements such as time is a factor for everybody. So if time is a factor for everybody, that means it's an even playing ground field for everybody. So again, it's all perspective, right? So that's not an excuse. You can choose that it's an excuse, or you can choose that it's not an excuse. It's completely up to you, okay? Somebody's really trying to reach out back, send them to voicemail, right? So yeah, you work with your job. Everybody has a job one way or the other. You know, even if it's kids, teenagers, they may have little responsibility, but they also have the burden of being a teenager. They don't have to worry about creating this kind of business, right? But they chose to because they want something bad enough.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to John Correa, please?
John who?
John Correa.
You have the wrong number.
All right. Okay, wrong number. I was going to try to dig a little deeper. Wrong number. Boom, boom, boom. All right. So, but I should not let this deter me. See, he already figured it out. Like you said, he probably already knew those things, but he probably needs a reminder. Guess what? We all need reminders every now and then. I need a kick in my butt every now and then. Okay. Today was one of those days. Today was actually very rough. But because of the commitment, I chose to come here. I came 30 minutes late because things were just that rough. Okay. All right. So he goes, I'm soon to be 59 years old and I need more for my retirement. That's good. That's a good desire. So that could be a good why. All right, so that's a good why right there.
We did not get your message.
Oh.
Either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. At the end of your message, press 1.
Okay. All right. All right, so let's continue here. Close. All right, let's continue here.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
I'm trying to speak to Pelton.
Hi, this is his mom. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Ola. I'm actually calling, I don't know, do you own the property East Front Street, Plainfield? Oh, you're a co-owner. I was interested in purchasing the property. Are you open to selling it?
I can give you another number to call. You can call Pelton.
Yeah, I'd love that. Can you give me that number?
Yeah, 908. How did you get my number?
The number comes up in the public record if you're a property owner.
Okay, 908.
Mm-hmm.
468.
468. 6838. And that person is Pelton?
Pelton, yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see if we can... Is there a way to dial this number directly? Let's see here. I'm trying to see if I can dial a number that I just put into the system. Let's see, your number. Stop that. That's it. So about that. That's an alarm clock. Okay. I know you eat. No. Let me see if there's a way to Oh, you know what? That number has a do not call on it. So she gave me a number that said do not call. So that's why it's not letting me call it. So if it's on the DNC, do not call. I don't call. I just leave that alone, okay? So we're going to resume and continue on to the next person, all right? So say, I'm soon to be 59 years old and I need more for my retirement. That's a good why. I mean, good health, as far as I know, that's great. Congratulations on that. That's a big deal. And since I've been learning your course, this has opened my eyes and learning how to effectively build lists. I need a bias list. All right, so he's talking, this is something I teach extensively inside. You need to build a buyer's list. So remember, we're talking about house flipping today, right? You buy a house, you put it under contract, okay? You're not exactly
buying it. You have reached the voicemail box of 908-397-0189.
All right, so you're not exactly buying the house, right? You're putting it under contract. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to AD, please?
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to AD Diaz.
AD Diaz?
Yes.
You have the wrong phone number.
All right, thank you. All right, so there's the wrong number. All right, so you need to build a buyer's list because when you go to those associations, right, yeah, you're meeting people, but you got to build a list of those people. And the way I do that is I go to these meetings, I collect business cards. I have my business card. If somebody asks for it, I'll give it to them. But I'm not going there to give my business cards. I'm going there to collect business cards. There are multiple things in my favor when I do that, okay? First of all, people like to give their business cards away. People just love that. And when you're in a position to do what people love, and I mean in every scenario of life, you will become a likable person, okay? You'll become a person of influence, right? But on top of that, you're collecting their contact information and you're building a list of people, and you can now turn around. Hello? Hello? Yeah, can I speak to Steven, please? Yeah, may I speak to Steven?
No.
Wrong number?
Wrong number.
I wasn't sure what that is, but it feels negative, so I'm just going to keep it going. Yes. No. On to the next. The funny thing, okay, yeah. All right, so.
Please leave your message for 908-344-0451.
So that's one way of building that list, but also you can use the internet to build a massive list of potential buyers, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, throughout my years in the business, majority of my buyers have come from the internet, okay? Maybe a few from the local real estate association is good to create influence. Other people may bring buyers to you. I mean, I've gotten buyers that other people bring for me from just networking at the association, but a lot of my buyers were built on the internet. And how you build such buyers list, that's what he's talking about, and he's going through that training right now. You want access for that, just go ahead and go through my free book, myempirepro.com, if you're brand new here and you haven't done that. So, yes, he's absolutely right about that. He needs a buyers list. Essentially, what it's looking like to me is it's got to start executing something, okay? So I'm glad you said that's opening your eyes. You got to start executing, though. He says, I need a list of people who also need to sell their home. Well, here's the thing. A list of people who need to sell their home, that list of people is not that you can't build it on the internet raw, okay? You can if you're spending money on Google AdWords and you're essentially targeting people that are searching for sell my house fast, sell my home quickly, right? If you're looking for something like that, then
hello?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me?
Sorry.
I'm looking to speak to Sonia.
Sonia, though, this is not her phone number.
Oh, so do you have a good phone number for Sonia, please?
Okay. Is it reference to?
It's a reference to, I think she owns a property in Linden. I'm interested in purchasing that property.
Oh, no, that's long gone.
Oh, the property is gone?
Yeah, it's gone already.
All right, thank you so much.
Like 3 months ago.
Oh, 3 months ago. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, property is sold. It's saying, send that person the voicemail. Let's see here. All right, so I got to give that property a disposition of, I'm going to say previously sold. All right, we're going to click resume and go on to the next lead. All right, so now I'm interested in becoming an affiliate and looking for product either through ClickBank or ClickShow. So if you're looking to be an affiliate, by the way, you can be an affiliate of our product here. So if you want to reach out to me, if you're an affiliate marketer and you're looking to become an affiliate here, we'll give you an affiliate account here. And essentially, we pay 40% commissions out for everything you sell and 10% on the second level. So that's doable here. But yes, clickbank.com, clickshow.com. You want to be an affiliate marketer? I completely agree with that, okay? As a form of multiple streams of income, okay, a leverage stream of income for your business, okay. If you want to learn affiliate marketing, it's something that we also teach on Insight. You can go ahead and do that. So I encourage it, but I want you to be clear on what your game plan is. Okay, you need to pick a product that you want to market. Just pick that first, okay, and let everything kind of like fall in place from that, okay? You want to pick a hit product, okay, a product that you kind of know for a fact that people already want, okay? So, for example, for someone like Jose who wrote this email, he's a customer of my product, so he knows it works. I mean, like, evidently it works. It sells because he bought it, right? So it works. So if it works, then all you need to do is you get your affiliate link and you start creating a promotion for it, okay? Start creating traffic, creating a funnel to drive it through. Start generating traffic. Start creating content. Start creating ads. Generate traffic through it. The beauty about affiliate marketing in conjunction with real estate wholesaling or real estate investing is while you're waiting to close that your first deal, you can start making money, okay? You can start learning some really cool marketing stuff. I'll tell you what, when the market crashed in 2008, my real estate business got wiped out, and then I went online, and then I spent the next several years learning online marketing, and bringing that back to real estate wholesaling and marketing and real estate brokerage has been some of the best things ever, okay? Something I understand in and out because I was lucky enough to be in a position where I had to take all the time to learn it, okay? But marketing essentially is your job as a real estate wholesaler, okay? That's essentially your primary job. To market that message, we buy houses, okay? So now on the list of buyers side of things, right, the way you're going to build that list is simply by offering people a premium membership so they can see private discounted properties. You can do that, or you can offer them a free ebook that they can learn everything about how to buy a house properly, how to buy an investment property properly. And in exchange for that ebook, they can give you their contact information. You're essentially building a list that you can now market properties that you have under contract to. Okay, so that's how that works. Okay, if you didn't get what I just said, rewind. It's okay to rewind and listen to it again, but I'm going to repeat it again. Okay, you need to give something of value. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can I speak to Nera, please?
No, you have the wrong number.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All right, so wrong number. And that was after calling 5 different numbers for this person. It must be a common name. Delete. No. All right. She just came right on her. All right. So you give something of value, right, in exchange for their contact information, and you're building your list like that. And essentially that list you're building is a list of email addresses and phone numbers. These are the people you're going to reach out to that you have a property under contract at a significant discount. 75% off minus repair cost. They will pick it up. If you know how to do the proper valuation of a property, right, like actually knowing the value of a property, people will be picking up your properties. Eventually, you create a reputation that your properties are gone. That means the contract, right? They're gone. The equitable interest in the contract are gone before you get to
look
at
that.
Yes, hi. Can I speak?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm trying to speak to Yvonne. Is that you? Hello? She hung up. Moved down. She hung up before I could get to it.
Hello?
Sorry about that. Yvonne?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. You own the property. My name is Ola. You own the property at Cecilia Place in Fanwood?
Yeah, why?
I was wondering, would you consider selling that property?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not now, anyway.
You're not looking. What do you mean not now? You planning to sell in the future sometimes?
Yeah, in the future, but not right now.
Okay, it's coming up on my list of pre-foreclosures. Are you doing anything about
really?
That? Yeah, it's coming up actually. With
are you an agent?
I'm a private investor.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I buy in the neighborhood all the time, and I'm just looking to.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We're always looking. It depends. I would like to get a couple of information from you if you're open to it.
You could get a what?
I'd like to get some information from you if you're open to it.
What?
It depends. Do you have something that you want? You have a price that you want?
Oh, not right now. You know what? I'm after going to a meeting right now. Can you call me back?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to note to call you back. What about like this time tomorrow? Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a call back around this time tomorrow, and then we can talk about it.
No, you know what? Make it later because tomorrow I have to do some things that I have to do tomorrow.
What about this time on Wednesday?
Tomorrow, 6 o'clock at least. On Wednesday, maybe. Yes, Wednesday sounds better.
Okay, I'll reach it back to you within the next 3 to 4 days. How's that?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
So I'm going to set the call back. So this is called a callback, and I think I get 2 points for setting the callback she said 2 days from now. I'm going to give her adequate time. I'm going to say it's Thursday. I'm going to put a note here, say, not sure if interested, but call back anyway. All right, so you do enough of this kind of things, you will close the deal, okay? That's it. It's as simple as that. So set a call back, all right? So in 41 minutes, this is in addition to the first 20 minutes, which is about 60 minutes so far we've gone. I do 90 minutes per day. In 41 minutes, we've called 34 leads. We've made 59 calls, made 2 contacts. I've left 11 voicemails. Every single one of those voicemails, by the way, is a marketing message, okay? And I've set 1 callback appointment, okay? I have 84 points in the score, okay? So I probably gained that 30 minutes for 10 points as well, too. Pretty cool, right? All right, so.
Please leave your message for 908-764-4104.
Drop a voicemail. So that's how I build my buyers list, okay? Earlier on, what I did is I had like a little private membership, private club. I find discounted properties and I show it to you. Discounted, 75% off discounted properties. That was the simple membership that I offered. But now, and at the time, I called it the inbuilt equity. And that was how I flipped most of my deals. So who is it?
To an automatic voice message system. M. Green is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So most people interested in buying real estate would definitely be interested in a 75% discount. So while everybody else is worried about, hey, we're looking for just cash buyers, existing cash buyers, I was busy just building, in addition to the cash buyers, I built a list of just buyers, okay? People that are looking to make money in real estate by buying discounted property.
Please leave your name, phone number, and message. Thank you.
All right, so that's how that was done. Now, if you have the skills of affiliate marketing, it helps you understand that whole process, even in depth, okay? So if you want to add affiliate marketing to your real estate wholesaling, I completely encourage it, okay? I encourage it, and what you said here is doable, and I do it personally, okay? So he goes, I'm going to need more help, I'm sure, in looking for the right product to sell so I can make some passive income with sales. Yes, but I don't know how much help you need, you know, but again, the real deal is just find a...
Please leave your message for 973-545-6409.
The sweet spot you're looking for
your
is...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 9.
Mailbox is full. No answer. All right, so, and we'll continue. All right, so... The sweet spot you're looking for when you're choosing a product is something that you resonate with, a product that you understand, okay, and a product that's a hit product. That means it sells, okay? Don't pick up products that's brand new that nobody knows if it's going to sell or not. You'd be shocked if your opinion was that a product is going to sell. You'd be shocked it may not sell, okay? So I always go by something that's proven, okay? It's proven that it's going to sell, okay? And that's what I go by, okay? So, and again, I'm being biased with this statement. The best product in the affiliate marketing world is my product. That's starting from offering the free book, myempirepro.com, okay? All the way through to Empire Traffic Academy, which is only $10 a month, okay? And then all the way up through Empire Comprehensive, which is now $10,000. That's for full-blown coaching, all right? All right, so let's go here. Maybe asking you more questions later concerning choosing product and using Samurai effectively. This is okay with you. Samurai is a way for you to measure the market if the market are searching for certain terminologies. So, for example, this topic today, which is what is house flipping, came from me using Samurai and some other keyword research tools. I knew personally about 791 people per day, I think, searching for what is house flipping. Let me check because I just did that research today. And that's why this topic is here, just in case you're wondering. Let's see here. Wait, let's go back. That number is actually, I think it's per, is it per day or per month? Let me check. Let me make sure. About 971 people, okay? Almost 1,000 people per month. A search for the term what is house flipping. That's so when I create content to be found. Okay, I reverse engineer what people are already searching for. I don't create topics out of my ass. That's dumb. Okay, and that's what Samurai does. Okay, just in case you're wondering, what is he talking about? That's a tool that I introduce, that I recommend in the inside of the program. Okay, so he goes, at my age, I'm thinking that once I master wholesaling and affiliate marketing, I can teach it to others and build a team of, I am hoping, trustworthy people who can do this for me. Well, you know, building a team of people takes effort, just like any part of this businesses, okay? And you have to understand the average person that joins any team will not do anything. That's just what it is. They're either thinking about doing something or they let fear get in the way of doing of execution. Right, or they're over-analyzing and then eventually hidden paralysis. That's called paralysis by analysis, right? As opposed to taking action, okay, like execution.
Hi, Jesse Han. I'm not on the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, feel free, or you can reach me at my email, jessemichaelhan@gmail.com.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Mailbox is full. No answer. All right, so. Whoa. Why is that ringing out like that? That's weird. That shouldn't be ringing out like that. Hi, I was trying to speak to Ray Clavenger. They hung up. It's the wrong number anyway. It looks like it's a business number. So we're going to keep it moving. Please jump on to the next. All right, so as I was saying, I can teach it to others and build a team. You know, before I worry about teaching, I want to make sure I do something, okay, that I'm executing, okay? At the very minimum, I want to be executing, okay? At the very minimum, I want to execute because that builds confidence and people can tell when you're teaching if you have confidence or not. Confidence is everything in any business and in life. Everything. You want attraction. You want to attract all the customers you need, all the team members you need, all the dream team members you need. You need confidence, okay? And the way confidence can come in two folds. The first part that confidence comes is education, which is why I tell people Empire Traffic Academy is a must, okay? It's a must. It's $10 per month, and it's definitely a must because it's education is the first step to confidence. And then the second step to confidence is execution. You have to be executing. Experience is the best teacher, okay? So if you're not employing the best teacher, which is experience, then you're going to have a difficult time teaching, okay? So I think you're on the right path already for Jose. You're already on the right path. So you just want to make sure you start executing, though, okay? Because some of this question, like you said earlier in the beginning yourself, you already have the answers to them. But it's okay. We can keep asking, right? It doesn't hurt to ask. It's better to ask than to be quiet and then quit. So trustworthy people can do this for me. Trustworthy people, you're going to find that's depth, okay? That's depth. You're looking for quality people that will actually take action. That's depth. The best way to go depth is to first of all do with. In other words, you need to bring a lot of people in, learn how to drive traffic, and then the people that are responding, you want to dig in and dig in and dig in deeper. Okay, the people that are responding, you dig in deeper. That means you go in depth in terms of bringing them on board your team, okay, as they respond, okay. But in the beginning, it's about width, it's about wide, it's a wide play, okay, in the beginning. And then, so that's why you can never, in real life and in real business, you don't pick quality over quantity, and you don't pick quantity over quality. They go hand in hand, okay? I have found some challenges with this from a past business I had, but I was using VAs from the Philippines for an Amazon business. Now, here's the thing. I like that he brought this up. VAs stands for virtual assistant. There's a lot of gurus out there teaching people to hire a virtual assistant. There's a lot of gurus out there teaching outsourcing. But, you know, just like anything else in life, it can kill you if it's good. I love the idea of outsourcing. I love the idea of hiring VAs to do work for me, okay? But if you, it can kill you just as much. It's a double-edged sword. We just hit a fax number. Uh-oh. Now it's not going to quit. That sucks. Sorry about that, guys. So sorry about that. I'm going to have to end this at 15. So right now, 51 minutes plus the first 20. That's 17 minutes. We have 20 minutes left. So, oh, okay.
Goodbye.
So hang up. No answer. To next, okay. We didn't have to quit the session, thank God. That's something with the static sounds. Anyway, so people talk about VAs and outsourcing prematurely in their business, right? Anything premature is not good, okay? If you're not doing the business successfully on your own yet, I absolutely discourage the idea of using VAs because you're gonna resent yourself later for spending so much money on hiring all these people, on a process that you haven't felt yourself how it works, you know? That's why I always advise, create the time, get things rolling yourself. Now, if absolutely you're making so much money, in which case you're probably not looking to get into real estate, wholesale, and affiliate marketing, but let's say you're one of a kind.
Hello?
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, Lord. Yes, hi, can I speak to Liam? I gotta redial that number. All right, I'm not gonna mute the phone anymore.
Hello?
Yes, hi, can I speak to Mr. Nguyen?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to speak to Lim, please.
Excuse me, I don't understand.
The name is Lim. I'm looking for the owner of Woodbine Avenue in Plainfield.
I don't understand.
I don't know. We're going to call that wrong number. We're going to delete that number. He doesn't understand. That means wrong number in my books. All right, so.
Hi, this is Samantha Olson of the Ocean County Health Department. Please leave a message and I will get back to you as soon as.
That's a county department. Wrong number. Yes. All right, so if anything I'm saying so far is making sense to you, please make sure you give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up by clicking on the like button. And if you have any questions, please feel free to use the comment area to ask it. If you have other people that have been trying to do this business and you would like to recommend this, just click share. Just click share and share it to your wall on Facebook or your social media or WhatsApp. Just click the button share below and it will take care of that for you. And I really, really, that's the best thing you can do for me. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, so let's move on to the next bit. So, yeah, using VAs prematurely is such a big mistake. So I don't like having that conversation with people unless they close their first deal already, okay? If you haven't closed your first deal, let's not talk about VAs and outsourcing. It's not necessary, okay? Because it's only going to make you lose money and then you're going to have resentment towards the business. Hi, can I speak to Walter?
Sorry, oh. Mailbox is full. To send an SMS.
Mailbox is full. All right, so let's move on to the next slide here. All right, so we need this. We have another 15 minutes on this session. Okay, so he goes, but I know for real estate, I will only use virtual assistant for perhaps small tasks that will not involve the heavy lifting I need to do with deals. Well, there's only one task right now, okay? And that's marketing, okay? If you want to do affiliate marketing with that, you need to set up a simple funnel. A simple funnel is a capture page, something you're offering, okay? Like a video sales letter you're offering. A capture page, like I said, that's to capture the contact information of the prospect, right? A place where they land on, a page that they land on, which is essentially a page that offers your first offer product to them, okay? And that's it. Those are the two things you need to get things moving, okay? And then you need to drive traffic to that. Driving traffic to that is something I cover in the training. You know, if you want us to go over that again, we can do that, but we have adequate more than enough training on how to drive traffic online, on Facebook, on YouTube, like creating content. We have that inside of Empire Traffic Academy, which, again, you can access that by going through the free book. Download the free book first, and then MyEmpirePro.com is where you can go. And let's see here. Heavy lifting, I need to do this deal. And the affiliate marketing I can do on my own and perhaps pass this to others to do this or me later. Is this something safe to say? No. It's not safe to talk about VAs if you haven't closed your first deal. Okay? VAs is a beautiful thing. The idea of outsourcing a lot of stuff in your business that, you know, that's not really doing the deals. You know, that idea is beautiful, but it's dangerous. Yeah, not safe, like opposite of safe. If you haven't closed your first deal and you're talking about VAs, it's just dangerous, okay? And sorry, not too many people will tell you that out there, especially if they're selling you a product that has to do with VAs, okay? If you're absolutely, like, you don't have time in this world, you already have a $300,000 job, in which case, it shouldn't be hard for you to pay for a full-blown coaching session with me, okay? And then we can talk about the proper places where you can put VA. You can hire me as a coach. on an ongoing basis, and then we can talk about the proper place to put that, in which case you'll be leveraging me as a full-blown coach and mentor, right? But if we're not talking about that, you want to do some of these things on your own, which is perfectly fine. You should not be talking about VAs unless you've closed your first deals. As far as the real estate wholesaling part of the deal is concerned, really, your responsibility is very, very simple. Your responsibility is really, we buy houses. Just spread that simple message. Spread it to your family and friends. Spread it on the internet. Spread it on Craigslist. Spread it by cold calling, pre-foreclosures, by cold calling. If you're looking for leads, a list of people for pre-foreclosures, it's public. You can download it directly from the county, or you can do leverage like I do by using the redx.com, okay? It's very simple, okay? So let's see here. And the affiliate marketing I can do on my own, perhaps. So I say, and the affiliate marketing I can do on my own and pass this orders.
Please leave your message for... Yes, Luke.
You should be doing all of it on your own first, okay? So that I hope I made some sense out of that, okay? All right, so let's talk about also with real estate, I would like to eventually buy and hold properties. That's what we all want to do, okay? But I would have to use the money from wholesaling to buy properties and the rehab, or perhaps get a loan from a private lender or on the rehab loan. I guess you're telling me your plans here. These are all viable stuff, okay? But let's get to that money first, okay? That's absolutely doable. How about you help other people do this right now by finding deals, okay? By building a list of these buyers, okay? And then learning some of this stuff and teaching, you know? And when you're executing, it's just a lot more easier to teach, okay? And what you're executing doesn't have to be the full-blown business. It could just be the affiliate marketing part of the business alone. Just that part, if you're executing on that, your confidence just build, okay? Just naturally, okay? All right, so he goes, I would like to own the property as free and clear as possible. This is not a goal, okay? Free and clear as possible is, that means nothing to me, okay? What does that mean in terms of return on investment in your pocket? Cash on cash. I don't care about cap rates. I care about cash on cash, okay? That's something I can probably cover later in another training, okay? If you don't know what that means, but you can Google at this point in time. You can Google my name, Cash on Cash. I probably have a video out there already with that. But what you're paying attention to is cash on cash. How much money came out of your pocket? How much does that cash return back into your pocket in 1 year? That's cash on cash, okay? Free and clear is meaningless. Yeah, to be honest with you, with my personal philosophy, there's no such thing, because property taxes will always be there, okay? Let me see. If you're in a developed country, there's no such thing as an absolute free and clear. You're still responsible.
Please shut that down to Global Shares. Not available to take your call right now. So if you leave a message at the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks a lot. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, just dropped the voicemail. All right, so there's almost no such thing as free and clear because in a developed country, because you always have property taxes.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? I'm trying to speak to John Bagnonas.
You got the wrong number.
Thank you. It's the wrong number. I got a couple of people trying to call back in right now. All right, so free and clear as possible, and make passive income from that property for my retirement. So if you in Newark, New Jersey here, I did a math for a friend of mine. If somebody give you a house for free, completely free, right? And all you have to pay the property taxes, right? You still have a monthly liability of somewhere between $900 to $1,200 per month for a two-family house. So if that house is vacant and there's no tenant, right, that means you will be in the negative and you stand a risk of being foreclosed on eventually. You see what I mean? Even though you own the house free and clear. So free and clear is not a language you want to make a goal. It's not a goal, okay? What you want is performing assets. Properties that you don't even care if there's debt on them, but they're performing, okay? Even if there are debt on it, right? As long as it's performing, meaning no vacancy, meaning there's tenants, there's income on the property. And then when you look at the cash that came out of pocket every time and the cash that's coming in, it makes sense, okay? It makes return on investment sense. You're looking for 10% or more. Hey, as long as you're getting 10% or more, even 8%, it's a beautiful thing. Because it's cash on cash. How much money is coming out of your pocket considering there's property management, considering you don't have to wake up to calls from people to come and help them fix their toilet? That's a landlord. That's not an investor, right? Then, you know, then you're good. So free and clear, forget about that as a goal. I personally don't think that's a goal. Plus, it doesn't really exist in reality because there's always property taxes, okay? Now, I don't know if there are programs out there that allow you to not ever have to pay property taxes. It could be. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I don't know of any. I've never heard of it. Okay. He goes, but of course, I would use some of that money for maintenance and taxes. Well, I think you see, I didn't even read the rest of it. But I think we got the point. Would you say at almost approaching 60, your age doesn't matter? Okay. Let's stop talking about the age. Okay. Because like I say, young kids that are 20, that are in this business, they also have forces against them. The forces of, I'm a kid. I don't have to worry about my future. But yet they choose to chase after a better future. The same thing at 60, yes, you don't have that. But you're thinking, you're looking over your shoulder. You're looking at the retirement. And that's become a fear for you. Don't use it as a fear. I mean, it's a fear. I guess you can't. But use it as a motivation. Okay? It's just motivation. But it doesn't matter. You can do this business. If you're 60, I don't care. As long as you can read and as long as you have a smartphone. If you have a flip phone, I can't guarantee that you can do anything. Matter of fact, I can't guarantee anything in life with anybody anyway. But I'm just saying, if you're using a smartphone successfully or you're able to email me these questions, then it doesn't matter if you're 59, 60. All that stuff doesn't matter. You just got to start executing now, starting from one thing per week, okay? One thing per day. Execute something. Let's see the result you got from something. Set up your first Facebook ad. Let's see how many clicks you generate from that. Put out your first video, right? And let's see how much. Let me critique a video you did, okay? So in that case, you would have shot a video, and then I'll tell you, give you some pointers here and there on the video, right? A video for YouTube, right? Does that make sense? Let's execute and let's talk about those. I think you have a solid plan, but now it's time to execute, okay? Would you say that almost 60, that the passive income with affiliate marketing or real estate wholesaling would be the way to go? Doesn't matter. It has zero correlations, okay? I'm thinking both. I'm always thinking both too, you know? That's just me. But I'm 38. The age doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm 38, and sometimes I feel like, hey, I'm not where I need to be, you know? But that's not a factor, you know. I'm not where I used to be. That's the angle I need to be looking at things all the time. I need to be looking at with the lens of gratitude at all times. That way, I'm grateful, okay? I'm grateful, and you need to use more gratitude in your language, I guess. So I'm thinking both. Yeah, I think both too. I think both. But when you think both, it's not really one over the other. It's the same business model, okay? It's the ILDT, Invest, Learn, Do, Teach. Okay, it's the same thing that I think you're probably picking up from. Okay, affiliate marketing is a great way for you to create content. Content is a gateway drug to opportunity because when you're out here and you're creating videos, people will bring opportunities to you just like that. Okay, if you do it consistently long enough, but especially if you can do it concurrently with actually looking for deals. Okay, does that make sense? Is that making sense here? So let's see here. But I can master affiliate marketing and choose good product and use your marketing plan. This would be a lot easier on me, I'm thinking. Well, let's talk.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Antoinette?
Speaking.
Hi, how are you? Do you own the property in Rudolph in Rahway?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You still own it? I'm interested in possibly purchasing this property. Are you open to that?
No, thank you anyway.
All right, thank you.
So
not interested. Okay. Resume. So that was a good number, but not interested. Could I call not interested later? Yeah, I could call them later in the future. They may be open 2-3 months from now. It's part of my data now that I know for a fact it's a real number. If something says not interested in my database, that means it was a real number. So imagine I'm accumulating all these not interested numbers and I can call them back a month from now. That's why I always tell people, data collection is the number one thing as a marketer, as a business owner. You need to be collecting data always. That's why Facebook got in trouble, because they collect data. They make so much billions of dollars. The guy is like the third richest person in the United States now. But how? Because he has data. He has all your data. Okay? But no, once you collect data, don't use it for bad things. Okay? Don't use it for criminal acts. Okay? So using my marketing plan, absolutely. This will be a lot easier on me, I'm thinking. I'm thinking that too, if you can follow a simple lead here. You can follow something, because I break it down simply, okay? Empire Traffic Academy, that plan right there is solid. You create content, you create ads, and you send them through a funnel, and you build your list, okay? And then you build a list of buyers, and other people will chase after you to use your buyers, okay? Because obviously you have a list, and the people who have the list are the media, part of the business, and it's a beautiful thing. Hello? Hello? Let's see here. Okay, he's still dialing. All right, so that's what's going on with that. So let's see what we're doing so far here. Hopefully I answered Jose's question, okay? And then hopefully you guys learned a lot today, as well as when it comes to what is the flipping business. So in flipping, you put a house under contract again, and now you have an equitable interest in the property, okay? You can sell that contract or your rights to that contract for a fee. That's wholesaling, okay? That's also flipping. But flipping is a little bit bigger than that. Flipping is also when you fix the problem.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9084458666 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So when you actually flip, when you actually fix a property and fix it before you flip it, you buy it, you fix it, you flip it, it's still called fix and flip. But that's beyond wholesaling, okay? But it's information. I've been doing this for a while, you know. I did it for straight 3 years before I left the business, before I came back again. And it's a viable business, very profitable, very lucrative once you get the ball rolling.
The TextNow subscriber you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
All right. Do we have voicemail? All right. We're gonna call 2 more leads, and we're gonna call it a day. 2 more leads. We'll call it a day. We're already in. We're already 90 minutes in already. So it's another good day. Another good. We only had 1 callback set. We had 3 contacts. Not bad. Not bad. Let's see, this person's still there. This one is Asher. Okay. All right, we have 1 more lead to call. We're calling Jose. Another Jose, not the same Jose that sent the email. Another one. All right. So, to Mr. Jose who sent me the question, we got to start executing. I would pick 1 video per week from Empire Traffic Academy and execute on it before I talk about another plan, okay? The plan you have is solid. You're good, okay? The other thing I would do is, if you want
to... Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, Alex Vaz. It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
If you want to get yourself dirty a little bit, if you want to get yourself dirty, then I definitely suggest buying into Red X and then start making some of these calls, okay? You get to feel on the market. It pumps your energy, and it's a beautiful thing, okay? So that's all that. If you want anything beyond that, if you want my personal coaching, you want to reach out, feel free to go to myempirepro.com/blog. You'll see on the right-hand side how to access the coaching.
08241152774.
We have done the session, and I'm going to click X out. Okay, so we're done with the session for the day, and let's go retrieve our data and let's look at what we've done so far today. We can switch some screens here. All right, so it was a good time. Let's see here. Let's switch screens over here. All right. Let's switch screens there. Let's look at the data. All right. So how did you do today? So today is March 26th. As you can see, I took off the weekend, 24 and 25. Yes, you got to take a rest. You got to rest. Okay, you have to rest. All right. So here we go. We called 67 today. Wow. Not bad. There was actually a day here that we did 32. That's weird. Oh, no, that's because we caught 14 here. But it was a total of 46 still. So we did 67 here, a bit on the low side. But, you know, the first day we did 60. But that was 127 calls made. That's why. See, 67 leads, but 127. The people that had a lot more phone numbers on the system. We made 3 contacts, though, okay? And 24 voicemails, not bad, okay? A little low. That's the lowest so far, actually. The one callback set, and we were on the session for 1 hour, for 93 minutes, okay? So average per day right now, we're doing 68 leads, 130 calls we're making per day, 5 contacts per day average, 33 voicemail, okay? In total, since I started this, we've been on the phone for 10 hours, okay? 10 hours of content. Think about that. That also means 10 hours of content that you get to watch. You can go watch some of my older videos in this series, okay? 11 callback sets, a bunch of voicemails, 200 voicemails now. It's beautiful, all right? So 200 voicemail, a couple of callbacks, you know. I'm going to make a couple of callbacks here. As a matter of fact, let's see some of the numbers that call back when I was on. Maybe it's, let's see here. There's a couple of people that tried to call while I was on, as a matter of fact. Why would we try to go through that? Let's see. 8, all right. In the meanwhile, I'm going to start sharing my screen.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Somebody called me from this number?
Yeah, I was returning to call it. You called the mine number.
Oh, I did. Let me check. Let me see something real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay.
2617. Let's see here. John, you own a property in Westfield?
No.
Okay, so it wasn't you. All right, so it must have been.
No, that's me, but I don't own a property in Westfield.
Are you John Rick? Oh, did you used to own a property in Westfield or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's why. It's coming up on our pre-foreclosure list. And I was just reaching out because I'm interested in buying it. That's why.
You're in what?
I'm interested in buying the property.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're out of that house.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So. So it came up. Let's see here. I'm trying to mark that number. Yes, I'm going to mark that disposition as previously sold. That way we don't have to call that number again. That's it. All right, so you see that callback real quick? Okay. So that was another That's from a voicemail, I guess. It was a real number, but property's already sold. You never know who picked up that property. You never know that could have been you if you keep calling. Let's see here. I'm going to call. There's another one here. I don't know what this is. Let's see. I'm just returning a call, a little extra bonus here for you today.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Somebody call me from this number.
Yeah, this is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas, how are you?
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Let me mute this line for a second. So, moral of the story, my car is working good. I can go pick it up tomorrow. Weird. Cost of everything is $160. Weird. BMW gave me a fee of $2,100. Weird. But I guess I have to spend $160 tomorrow. All right. So, it's all good. All right, so I thought that was a return call, but apparently it's a mechanic shop calling me back. Let's see here. Let's call this other number. This was the number that called. Actually, I'm supposed to search the number in my system first before I call. But to make sure it's on my list. Was let's see. Yep, this was a person on the list. Well, that was a person that couldn't hear me. Hello? Hello? Yeah, that was a person that couldn't hear me. Now they're picking up, not talking. Hello? Yeah. So that's it, guys, for today. That's it. I think you guys learned a lot. My book, go ahead and get the book for free. Go to myempirepro.com. Get the book. It's free. It's 200 pages book for free. I cover everything about my mindset, about marketing. You could be in real estate wholesaling. You want to flip houses or investor. You're a marketer. Okay? That's the bottom line. You are a marketer. Okay? No, there's no anything around it, nothing around it, blah, blah, blah. You're just a marketer. Okay? So if I were you, I would definitely pick up the book, okay? Everything I'm sharing with you is arranged properly there. Exposure is everything. Everything I've been doing here so far is about exposure and more exposure. And there are multiple ways to do it, but you need a plan to execute, okay? So that's something I cover extensively. So just go ahead, myempirepro.com, and get that book. If you like this video, please share it with the people that you love, that you know will find value out of it. And also give me a thumbs up before you leave. That's the best thank you can give me. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, leave it in the comment box below. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. That's a beautiful thing for me personally. Hopefully you've been educated. Hopefully you've been entertained, and enlightened, and educated. And I will see you on the next one. Peace.